Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
We're going to bring y'all into our huddle.
You are in the Warriors Huddle with me, Bram, and with me, per usual, my boy, MT.
What's up, Dem Nation?
Marcus, finals week, dude. We finally made it. We are here. They're actually going to play games after a ridiculously long break between the conference finals. How you feeling, man? Fired up? Excited? Where does this podcast find you?
I'm still mourning that the Warriors aren't in it. It's still not as exciting, but you know, it should be a good series. You know, the long break gave Porzingis enough time to get healthy, so excited that both teams will be at full strength, because you always want them to each have their best shot at getting the chip.
30-40% chance that he gets hurt during the finals again. I mean, it's just the Porzingis experience, right? Like, they, if anyone tells you they were surprised that he got hurt during this playoff run, then that person is the filthiest of liars. But let me follow up first on the first thing you said. So, weird analogy, but it's what I specialize in. I'm about a month out now, but Erica brought me to a wedding for one of her coworkers. Nice enough person, nice enough wedding. I like weddings. It was fun, but I didn't have any stakes in the game, you know? And so, like, as much as I enjoyed being there and free food and free alcohol, and it's the celebration and just the general environment I was on board for, it really just made me miss being a part of weddings. That time of my life when I was going to weddings all the time with people I knew, and it was just more engaging. It reminds me of this finals. Like, I'm really excited for this finals. I love basketball. I love watching elite competition. I like this matchup. We'll talk about that for a second, but I'm not involved. I don't have the personal stakes. And so as much as, like, I enjoyed the wedding, it's not the same thing. It's not being involved, and it's the same kind of level of being removed now. How about matchup? If you could have picked anyone at the beginning of these playoffs, you know, Silver came to you, said, look, don't tell anybody, but yeah, we can kind of put our thumb on the scale here and determine who's going to show up in the finals. Who would you have picked?
The Warriors versus the Warriors.
And another Warriors championship.
Surprise.
Warriors in seven, motherfuckers.
Exactly. I thought it would have been Denver versus Boston. You know, Boston always felt like their time was coming and they would figure it out. The addition of Jrue Holiday obviously is huge for them. And Derek White's playing out of his mind. So, you know, I think it was easy to see that they would be the team from the East. But I didn't see Dallas coming. Something about Luka's game and the way he's, like, you know, they have like Jackie Moon from Semi-Pro as player coach. Like, Luka's like player ref, and it's the most frustrating thing to watch. Like, dude, you're a player. You're not, your job is not the referee. Like, every single play, he's like, I'm also, you know, like an expert and a professional referee, so here's my take on every single play. And it's like, I just play the game, dude. Like, you're really talented. I don't need you to pretend like you're a referee as well.
He's also an exercise in, like, duality. He's got two different personality traits. On one side, he is constantly whining to the refs. And we've seen that throughout his career. And it's really frustrating. On the other side, he hits unbelievable step back, fuck you three pointers over, you know, Gobert, the MVP, and then cusses at the man in Slovenian for like 45 uninterrupted seconds. And, like, those two things generally don't go together. If you are I'll rip your throat out and shithouse you afterwards on national television, you're also not the guy to make, like, the whiny baby face to the refs all the time. But he actually incorporates both of those. I guess good for him. Far as matchup.
Good for him is one way to put that. I'm rooting for Boston. I don't want Luka to get a chip and for that behavior to be rewarded. And I just, you know, honestly think it's Boston's time. You know, they came to the finals and we spanked them in six, and you know, I think they learned that lesson. I think it's Dallas's turn to.
I'd like them both to lose. This is going to get us some hate mail. It generally does, but I don't mind saying it. Maybe the only thing I hate more than the Boston fan base is the state of Texas, and so I don't really know. Like, how is there an option for them both to lose? For the matchup, if I could have handpicked something, you know, you came to me at the beginning of the playoffs, I would have had Boston because of what they were doing. And then I think, and this is kind of 2020 hindsight, I would have preferred Minnesota just because I liked watching Ant Edwards and his rise. But I'll take this matchup. And as far as elevator pitch, in fact, let's put it differently. At some point tonight, I'm going to have to sit down with Erica and try to convince her to watch the finals with me, Erica being my wife. And if you were going to advise me how to do that, coming up with some angle, you know, where she doesn't really care about either of these teams, why do non-major basketball fans want to watch this series? How do you answer that?
It's a good question. I mean, there's a couple of narratives going on. If it's probably too in the weeds for Erica to care, but you know, there's some intrigue about Kyrie having to go back to Boston exactly. and play. You know, for those who aren't familiar, he was famously said he was coming back and he was re-signing if they would have him. And then he immediately went to Brooklyn. So, you know, I think that is an interesting storyline. Porzingis used to play for Dallas and it just didn't work out. And, you know, now he's playing with Boston. So I think, you know, players on former teams is an interesting storyline. There's no former Warriors, I don't think. So I don't know if you could sell Erica on that of, well, maybe this former Warrior will get in.
The FU angle you already hit, that's exactly what I was thinking about, right? I mean, like, you're shortchanging that Kyrie thing a little bit. You know, Kyrie goes into a contract year with Boston. And literally, like, it was like a season ticket holder event. It was some random thing. And he goes, look, whoa, whoa, whoa. Before there's any questions, I'll let everybody know I'll be re-signing. Fast forward a few months. He did not. He did not re-sign. And then when he came back, this is the video I'll show to Erica. When he comes back to play in Boston, he gets, you know, I mean, it's Boston. So they're shithousing him constantly. Kyrie doesn't really like all the criticism he's taking on the floor. So he flips the double bird behind him. And he literally flips off the fans. And then at one point stomps on Lucky the Leprechaun on the floor, you know? And so like, if I'm going to try to get Erica involved, showing him, you know, that sequence of, well, here he is flipping off the fan base. And here's where he didn't give one shit about their mascot. Like I can see that maybe bringing her in.
I could see that. Yeah. I forgot about the double bird that didn't do him any favors either, but yeah, he's, yeah.
I'll give you a different angle.
Maybe another angle you could go with is just this recent narrative from Stan Van Gundy and Jason Kidd kind of backed it up that Kyrie and Luka are the
don't say it. You shut up. No, nope, I will not. Those words will not be said here.
Backcourt.
You shut up right now. That will never be said on this fucking podcast. We are not going to talk about that ridiculous claim. I'm not even going to throw it out there.
Okay. Well, you could tell Erica off the podcast, off air. That there people have said that and that how ludicrous it is, but to watch the series and see if this duo that is being, you know, like vaulted to this level that hasn't won a single championship together deserves that. And, you know, hopefully Boston beats them in six and we can put that to bed pretty quickly.
Hot takes are getting a little out of control. I mean, can we at least have a hedge? They have the chance to be. You know, can we say something like that? I mean, like, take it, put it in any other industry, make it cooking. You know, you have two chefs who win four baking championships. You know, just objectively, they've won four baking championships. Then there's two other chefs who are up and coming. They're doing really well. They've won nothing. If the people who said, oh, these two new guys are much better than the people who won the four championships, it'd be preposterous. And maybe they can be, you know, maybe their future, like they'll get there. But the idea that it's already being said, despite Luka and Kyrie having won nothing yet, upsets me. I'll give you another storyline. I think that this finals has the chance of deciding who the next face of the NBA is. I don't think it can be Luka. I think Silver and the advertisers all wanted an American. Whether or not that's right, I don't necessarily agree with that. But I do think that they would feel better using an American-born player as the face of the league. And if Boston wins and Tatum has a finals MVP at the end of this series, this summer is going to be the summer of Tatum. We're going to see him in the Olympics as well. And I think there's a great chance he can vault himself literally to the face of the league. If he doesn't, he comes up short again, you know, which could absolutely happen. Then I think that that moment passes him. I think this is his opportunity, and that kind of a fun storyline.
Yeah, I think that's another good one. Erica has options. I think she can be invested in this. <Let's> the summary.
Hop into some predictions for me. Who leads the series in scoring?
Luka.
Yeah, I agree. Number two?
Tatum.
I saw some footage. This goes back to Luka being an aggressive competitor. I saw some footage of the last one in the Western Conference Finals that was just following him. And all the crap he talks, not only to opposing teams, but to the fan base, you know, and that he really specializes in like making eye contact with opposing fans, like one fan calling him out and then just going after him the entire game. I don't know why it made me like him more. Like it should make me like dislike him. You know, I would be the fan that he would pick out and like just shit out the entire time. But it it made me appreciate him that much more. Next one. Who has the better home court advantage? I'll take this one first, Boston. I'm to be fair, we have way more experience watching that Boston crowd in a playoff environment. And I, you know, I still hear all the echoes of them taking shots at Aisha and like, you know, we know what Boston can do in that setting. Maybe after this, Dallas will show to me like, oh my God, like they are so passionate. But as of now, I can't think of any like big Dallas crowd moments. I remember them being quiet, we believe. So I go Boston here.
Yeah, I think the crowd is more of an iconic basketball crowd. Like, you know, it's Boston and it's the Celtics. But for whatever reason, the Celtics play worse at home. So I think just from a basketball standpoint, I think Dallas has a stronger home court. But that said, Boston plays better on the road. So I don't know if it's strong enough to make a difference. It's not like Utah or Denver where elevation and, you know, other right. things come into play along with the noise. Or OKC where, you know, it's like a concert or in the middle of the game. But yeah, I think crowd wise, I'd agree that the Boston crowd is probably louder and more engaged, and you know, there will be probably more celebrities and just that it factor. But Boston's just been a subpar home team and a great road team. So take that for what it is.
I got a Boston season ticket holder in my life. And forgive me, I didn't think I was going to go here with this, so I didn't have it immediately ready. But he sent me this. They apparently sent out an email. Boston sent out an email to their season ticket holders. Here's what it reads. Fan conduct advisory in your seat location. During NBA games and NBA arenas, every fan is required to comply with the NBA's fan code of conduct. This is particularly important for fans like you with seats in close proximity to the playing court. Fans who act inappropriately will not be tolerated and may be subject to ejection from the arena and or revocation of their season tickets. I can tell you, Marcus, having been to four finals and as a season ticket holder, you know how many of these emails I got as a Golden State fan? Zero. 0.0. No one was like, oh, we're going to take your tickets if you can't keep like it classy in some way. So, and generally speaking, like if you see a stop sign somewhere while you're driving, that means there's been so many accidents there. So many accidents there. The city was finally willing to spend money to put up the stop sign. Do you know how many incidences they had to have for Boston to be like, all right, we got to send out the email, dude. Like these guys, they can't be trusted. Like they got to know what the stakes are because I'm so tired of dealing with these guys.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Next prediction, and we'll take them one at a time. What player will Boston fan hate the most on Dallas?
Ooh, that's a good one. If they make it a series, probably Daniel Gafford, because he's, you know, he was like no man's land in Washington, you know, like doing who knows what and just falling on the floor and helping Jordan Poole get back up, and then goes to Dallas and is like a legitimate, you know, like rim protector and like a whole new, you know, lease on his career. So I could see him being frustrating. Like Dallas is like the last 15 games, they're like, oh, they were the number one ranked defense the last 15 games of the season. And it's, you know, in large part because of Gafford and Lively kind of holding down the paint. But it was frustrating to watch Minnesota's series because for whatever reason, Chris Finch and, you know, Micah, whatever his last name was, who was standing in, would just let Lucas stay in the corner. I was like, well, yeah, I'd have a top defense too if I didn't have to put my worst defender through any action. Like they would just let him sit in the corner and guard the corner dude, and the corner dude would not come up and set a screen. And I was like, the Warriors would have never let that happen, and Boston is definitely not going to let that happen. Like he's going to have to play defense. So I just think, you know, like defense is going to be the thing, and it's Daniel Gafford is going to be one of the frustrating players because he's better than most people think, and you've never heard of him before.
Yeah. And he's demonstrative about it. He's screaming. Yeah. He's become prime Tyson Chandler out of nowhere. I mean, literally out of nowhere. And he's doing all the things that Tyson Chandler used to do for Dallas when he was really good there. You know? And so it's weird seeing that. We should note the easy answer here is Kyrie. We already did a whole segment about it, right? But like take away the history of animosity. You know who I'm putting in here? Random name, Maxi Kleber. I see him just doing something that's going to be super annoying. Like he'll hit some three or like push somebody or some offensive rebound. And I think that Boston fan will hate him. Also, fun facts about Maxi Kleber. Every time he's on the screen and I'm at home with no one else around except for my wife, I shout out his name in Arnold Schwarzenegger's accent. And I have no idea why. I can't stop myself from doing it. It happens over and over again.
Kleber!
And I tell to no one in particular, man, he has a really German sounding name. And then my wife says, that's because you're saying it in that accent. And then we move on. And then it happens again, 10 to 15 minutes down the line.
The fact that Arnold Schwarzenegger is Austrian.
Austrian. Yeah. No, it's all part of it. You'll notice that I did not do the impersonation here because it's fairly terrible. I think Dallas fan comes to hate Peyton Pritchard because I think we all do. And I think that he will immediately earn that hatred pretty early on. And that's my answer there. What's your other side?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to like him. I'll go a different name. I just think Jaylen Brown. He's even against the Warriors when we won it, like he was the reason why they were still in the series. You know, like he had a good series and he's been playing well. So I think he's going to be the frustrating one because, you know, like Drew Holiday and Derek White, you know, they're going to do their thing and probably be focused on defensively, making sure everybody's contained. And that's just going to free up Jaylen Brown to kind of go at, like, I don't know who's going to guard him. Like, it just seems like a mismatch. You can't put, you know, Derek Jones Jr. on everybody. So, you know, he's their best defender. Kyrie tries, Luka doesn't. Like something has to give because Boston's too talented. So I could see him frustrating the Dallas fans.
I owe Jaylen Brown an apology about a year late, maybe 2 years late, honestly. I made some joke, some analogy. Years ago, I was in Vegas, pretended like I knew how to play Paigao. I'm sitting at the table and then had a look on my face that was designed to show everyone around me, oh, I know what's happening here, but I had no idea what was happening. I don't know how to play Paigao. The joke I made was that two players or two people in the NBA seemingly always had that look, Jaylen Brown and Darvin Ham. Having been able to listen to Jaylen Brown recently, I apologize. Very intelligent gentleman, except smarter than I am. You know, so I was off base on that. He does not have Paigao face. That was my misread, random prediction. Just something that no one sees coming. I'll take this one first, give you a little time to think. PJ Washington will be the leading scorer in a game. Not in the series, but there will be a game where PJ ends up with like 29 out of nowhere, just hits a bunch of open threes, something like that, and no one saw it coming. What do you got?
Jeez. let's go on PJ Washington leading the scores. Oof.
Random prediction, baby. Yeah. I'm going to call you the second that happens, just so you know.
Obviously, you don't wish it on anybody, but I think this is the series that Luka's knee and injuries catch up to him. Ooh. And he hasn't missed a game because of it. He almost did. And it's the final, so he doesn't want to. But he's, you know, like Minnesota gave him a break, and I couldn't understand why. And Boston is not going to. And, you know, hopefully this time off has let him heal up, because, you know, you want them at full strength and you want to see him play. But they've been relatively lucky with health, and you need that in a championship run. And, you know, something has to give. Boston just went through it, and they're coming back full strength now. Like, I don't know where Dallas sits on that. You know, I didn't follow them closely enough throughout the season to see who was in and out of the lineups. But the injury bug is right up there with Father Time in terms of being undefeated.
Settle an argument. I found myself at a bar talking about this. So I'm in through different portions throughout the playoffs, but certainly during the Western Conference Finals, there'd be times where Luka would look like disabled. Like he could not walk. Like maybe he had lost a foot and was continuing to play. And then he'd hit a shot, sometimes two, and then he'd be fine. I mean, like spry, running, you know, totally good. And the argument I had was it adrenaline? Right. Like it wasn't the heat. It was genuine disability. And then like he hits the shot and it gets him all fired up and now he's fine. Or was it attitude? You know, was he just playing poorly and kind of showing that he was hurt and then playing well and then showing he was fine? Which side of that ball do you think you're on?
The latter, I think it depends on how he plays. It's like the soccer mentality, right? Like soccer player will get injured and roll around and be on the ground for 8 minutes straight and then get up and limp and limp and limp. And then you pass a ball through and they're full speed running and score a goal. And you don't even know what was hurt on them. So it's the same
magical water spray that they use.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he was like, you know, like leaning down, he's got blood on his knee. They're like, oh, it's the Curt Schilling of basketball. And, da, 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 da. And he comes down and does a one leg on that leg fadeaway three and hits it. And then, you know, I was like, oh, the limp's gone. Yeah. Shocking. Like,
I have a judgment theater here that I'm just chomping at the bit to get to. But it strikes me should probably predict a winner. So who do you think, man? Who wins this and in how many games?
Boston in six. I think they win it on Dallas's floor because of them being a better road team.
I agree. I think that as far as which franchise needs this the most, I think it's Boston. I think that they have been in the Eastern Conference Finals or the Finals every single year, I think, for 5 or 6 years. And if I'm right about that, if they get there again this year and not make it, you're looking at major changes. I don't think that they can continue to rerun it, you know? And then I already talked about the face of the league thing. For Dallas, it's almost a brand new lease on life. No one expected this to happen. And no one thought that Kyrie was definitely going to fit in there. There was a bunch of rumors last year that great chance this was just a stopover before Kyrie heads back with LeBron and LA. Now we're talking about whether or not they're the best backcourt of all time. So even if they don't win, they still have a lot of runway to get to wherever it is they think they need to go. So I think Boston has more at stake. All right. The Judgment Theater. So the name that I almost called this finals is the Grant Williams series. Because for those who haven't been following Mr. Williams' career, he started the season, or at least started last year on Boston and has been in finals with them, and then went to Dallas to begin the year this year, where they just didn't like him very much and shipped his ass off to Charlotte. So he has the distinction of having played for both Boston and Dallas. All right. So the Judgment Theater is, let's make it a two-parter. Would you go, if you were Grant Williams, would you show up to the game? And two, maybe more realistically, would you feel good for your old teammates? You know, like that, not what you would openly say. We've got to do the right thing. Of course, you would support them. But internally, would you be happy for these guys you've been in a foxhole with, you know, and spent hours and hours and hours trying to meet this common goal and your friends have finally got there? Or would you be resentful because, damn it, dude, both teams make it? And I can't be there? You know, one team's hard enough. Both teams? So don't answer. Make it a Judgment Theater. You can start with me. What do you think?
I think you resent it. I think you take it pretty hard. And I don't know if you show up. Do you show up? I don't think you show up either. I don't think you give either fan base the satisfaction of seeing you there.
That's what a great distinction there. So even before I was going to throw in, like, I would show, would it bother me? Of course it would, dude. It's bothering me now. I don't like Grant Williams, and I feel bad for Grant Williams to have to go through this. So, like, would it bother me? 100% yes. Would I show up? So I wouldn't have thought it out. I would show up to show everyone it doesn't bother me. You know, I'd get, like, one of those super douchey hats that has both teams on them. You know, it's like half Dallas, half Boston. I'm in there just, like, good-naturedly clapping. And what I wouldn't have thought out is that neither fan base would be happy to see me. You know, and so, like, 5 minutes in, I'm catching people just booing me from behind and, like, all these tags, and, like, it doesn't go well, and maybe I panic, you know, and I hate everybody, and then my real opinion starts spilling out. You know, I didn't like it here anyways, and it wouldn't be a good thing. It's not a good setup for anyone. So I can only hope Mr. Williams is able to negotiate this a little bit better than me. For you. So my normal answer here is, you'll tell me no, but I think it would. I'm going to shift it a little bit. I think you might be healthy enough to, like, you'd be honest about it. I think you'd show up. I think you would say, I'd love to be here. What am I going to tell you guys? Would I like to be here playing? Of course I would. But am I also happy for these guys? I am. And I think you'd mean it. Whereas I would say it and not really mean that second part. I would much prefer them not to have made the finals if it was up to me.
Yeah. I would take it pretty hard, actually. I definitely wouldn't show up if I was asked about it. I would, like you said, you're right. I would give the line, like, I'm happy for my former brothers and, excited. I would love to be here, best of luck to the teams, but secretly I'd be hoping they both lose. Like you said, somehow, some way, is there a way where there's double losers just because, it would sting a little bit that both of them, especially for Dallas, like, less so with Boston because they went there with me, but now Dallas went there because they got rid of me. This new player, PJ Washington, is playing this amazing role. And it's like, yeah, PJ Washington was the upgrade we needed from you. So
100%. That one would sting. It would be Grant Williams missing three pointers right now, and they would not have gotten out of, like, the second round. That's 100% right. I can tell you, Grant, if you're listening and you are in fact rooting for them both to lose, give me a call, dude. Come watch it with me. We'll try to figure this conundrum out together. Can't you imagine, like, if you're Grant, maybe this is just me projecting, but whatever, I guess it was Dallas who finished it off second. After the matchup is set, now it's both your old teams who are going to the finals. He probably fired off a bunch of calls to Charlotte Hornets players, like, we got to start working out. And LaMelo's like, dude, I'm hurt. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm not going to meet you anywhere. Like, I'm not working out. Like, I'm in Cancun. Stop texting me.
It's 6 a.m. I'm at the team facility.
Yeah, it's like, I cannot wait. He's just there alone. He sent out hell of text messages. No one showed up. The coaches are upset that he keeps bothering them. Like, there's no way that's going well.
Still doesn't have a key. She has to wait to get let into the gym.
When the team manager shows up with the key, they're upset too. They don't even stay. You're like, just can you lock up afterwards, man? Like, yeah. I'm watching the finals. Like, what are we doing here?
Brings one breakfast sandwich that's only for the team manager.
Anyways, Grant, give me a call. I'm ready to watch these games with you. MT, great to hear from you. No plugs necessary from us. You want to check us out. You can find us anywhere you want to get us, at anywhere on social media. You want to get us an email, you can send it to huddle@warriorshuddle.com. With that in mind, go neither team in the finals, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
Good, good.